Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. My name is Marcus. New South Wales has recorded 1,029 cases of community transmission in the past 24 hours. It's the highest daily number in any state or territory since the start of the pandemic. Three more deaths have been recorded, a man in his 30s, a man in his 60s, and a man in his 80s. They were all unvaccinated. Premier Gladys Berejiklian issued this message for residents.
That the condition of you participating in what will be reopening is on you being vaccinated. Because when you start opening at 70%, there are certain activities only vaccinated people can do. Because we know that whilst a certain portion of the population is unvaccinated, that poses a risk to too many people. So for that reason, we're asking industry to dust off their COVID safety plans. And we're also working on an app in New South Wales that will allow you to sign into a venue, but also have proof of your vax all in one.
Victoria has recorded 80 new cases of COVID-19. That is the highest daily case figure for the state since September last year. 67 cases are linked to known outbreaks and exposure sites. 41 cases were infectious while in the community. All children over the age of 12 in the Northern Territory are now eligible to receive a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. National Cabinet will meet tomorrow, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison says vaccination of 12 to 15-year-olds on a national level is expected to be a main issue.
I want to make clear also, 12 to 15-year-olds in Australia will be vaccinated. And later today, the National Security Committee of Cabot, which meets on COVID matters specifically, will be considering that plan, and that will enable us to move forward with the vaccination of 12 to 15-year-olds.
The Queensland Government has announced it will build its own quarantine facility at Wellcamp Airport at Toowoomba. It is expected that facility will be completed by mid-2022. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the facility at Tamworth will open by the end of the year.
Two are definitely better than one, and that would mean that we would not have to use, hotels. There are people that are wanting to return home, and I think the more facilities we have, the safer it is for them to return home. Well, I think you need that extra layer of protection because, you know, Australia has done such a great job in terms of controlling the virus. I mean, for a long period of time there, we were the envy of the world.
The Australian government has changed its travel advice and is now urging people in Afghanistan not to travel to Kabul Airport to try and escape. Until now, the advice for Australians and Afghan visa holders was to travel to the airport and wait for an evacuation flight. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says new instructions have been issued to ensure the safety of those people in Kabul.
Our clear travel advice is now do not travel to Hamid Karzai International Airport. And if you're in the area of the airport, move to a safe location and await further advice. Afghanistan remains highly volatile and dangerous. Be aware of the potential for violence and security threats with large crowds. There is an ongoing and very high threat of terrorist attack.
1,200 people were evacuated overnight out of Kabul on 6 Australian flights and 1 New Zealand flight. So far, around 4,000 people have been rescued in total by Australia. Airline Qantas has recorded a more than $1 billion loss in the last financial year. The airline made an annual tax loss of $1.8 billion for 2021, after a net loss of nearly $2 billion in 2020. Chief Executive Alan Joyce says total revenue lost since the start of the pandemic has increased to around $16 billion. And that's likely to get worse.
International borders were essentially closed for the entire year. And there were only about 30 days when we didn't face some level of domestic travel restriction. This performance in trading conditions that were frankly diabolical gives us a lot of confidence about how the Qantas Group is going to perform as we put lockdowns behind us in the next few months. And we all know that the rollout of the vaccine is key to that.
He's hoping flights to countries with high vaccination rates resume from mid-December this year, which could include Singapore, Japan, the United States, the United Kingdom, and New Zealand. To sport, football coach Pep Guardiola says he plans to leave English champions Manchester City when his contract expires in 2023. The 50-year-old joined Manchester City in 2016 and has won 3 Premier League titles. He says he will need a rest after 7 intense years in charge. The former Barcelona and Bayern Munich coach also says his ambition is to move into the international game. His next step would be likely to coach a national team. I am Marcus Megalokonomos, and thanks for joining us for SBS News in Easy English.